there's a lot happening in the libertarian movement in Australia, and I think there is a great future for us. But in the short time available, I'd like to emphasise just one message which you may find useful that I think I've discovered in activity. The message is this: there is no easy way. You know, all the time I'm being ear-bashed by people who think they've got the secret to success. On the boat yesterday, I met a man who tried to convince me that the only possible way to succeed was to work through the established parties. My answer to that sort of question is, fine, which party are you going to join? We also get all the time, why don't you concentrate all your resources on this state or this election or my pet project? And that way we can really give it a thrashing and we can really win that way. Now, these sort of ideas, and there are numerous versions of them, are all versions of what I call the myth of finite resources. They all assume that there are a fixed amount of resources available to the libertarian movement, and if only some wise leader can get a hold of those resources and move them around like pieces on the chessboard, we can win. Now, that is a myth. There is not a fixed amount of resources available to us. For example, you find people who will have nothing to do with political activity as such. Now, if that is the only avenue available, the resources and effort of those people will not be available to the movement. The resources will decrease. The conclusion I come to from this sort of analysis is that the more activities we engage in, the greater will be our resources. It's just like free enterprise and individual initiative in politics. And this is what I think is an invaluable lesson. In Australia, the libertarian effort is occurring in about four areas. And in ascending order of increasing aggressiveness, you could call them education, lobbying, infiltration, and direct political action. In the education field, we have the Centre for Independent Studies, you've probably heard about, run by Greg Lindsay, who's at this conference. It is a purely educational body which is doing a lot of good work in the intellectual academic circles, particularly in southern Australia. We've also got an infant foundation for economic education, which is modelled precisely on the lines of Leonard Reed's organisations, which distributes books, arranges seminars, shows films and that sort of thing. In the lobby area, we are taking over or setting up special interest lobby groups whose aims agree with ours. And the sort of things we've done is we have set up the National Firearms Council, which opposes confiscation and registration of firearms. And we've set up the Property Owners PRAG, Property Owners Action Group, which opposes compulsory acquisition of land by government housing corporations. We control one branch of the Right to Work Association, which opposes compulsory unionism. We've set up the Ratepayers Association, and we sit on the Council of the Taxpayers Association. We've got close contacts with the Cannabis Research Foundation, whose aim is to expose the myths of drug prohibition. We hold executive positions in the Civil Liberties Group. We have members sitting on the controlling boards of Chambers of Commerce, Chambers of Mines, the Small Business and Self-Employed Association, and one of the members of IPA is here at this conference here. At the third level of aggressiveness, we encourage infiltration of other political parties. If somebody comes along and says, I think the only way to do it is through the other parties, we help them. We say, sure, we'll give you all our literature, we'll put you on our mailing list, you can consider yourself a member and we'll keep it quiet. Whatever you like, we'll help you. We have on our mailing list something like 10 members of parliament and a large number of people in other political parties. The fourth level of activity is direct political action, and I think this is probably the most effective because it generates publicity, and I believe the only way to have any real effect on a politician is to kick him where it hurts, kick him in the ballot box, kick him good and hard. And in this area, we have a libertarian political party. Each state of Australia, in fact, has an autonomous libertarian political party. In South Australia, it's called the Workers' Party. In all other states, it's called the Progress Party. The Progress Party is 2 years old. It has contested a federal election, about four state elections, and numerous local government elections. In the federal election, we got somewhere between 2 and 4% of the primary vote. In the state elections, we get between 5 and 10% of the primary vote, with some quite a number above 15, and our best result so far was 19% of the primary votes cast. Members have been elected to about 3 local government positions. Now, because of the preferential voting system in Australia, a party which can control between 5 and 10% of the vote can be very influential and can affect the results of elections. So the Progress Party and the Workers' Party in Australia have the potential to become significant political forces. And in the frontier states, we certainly are doing this.
30 seconds.
In the future, I see the key to the future for the Libertarian parties is persistence. It doesn't really matter what you do, you've got to keep doing it. If you put it in military terms, I would say we must fight on all fronts, we must press on no matter what the outcome, and don't stop for casualties. And to those among us who believe they have an idea which will guarantee the instantaneous success of libertarian politics, I would say, ideas without action are but words on the wind.
Very good.